The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, got it all set now. Friday, another week. Wow, it's just every day. It's getting worse now. Here are a couple of real quickies for you. Communist CNN, a medical expert, what they call a medical expert on there, probably some doctor. I haven't seen it yet. And the CDC are now openly suggesting that all Americans, that's all of you who live here in the U.S., maybe some expats who are planning on coming back, all Americans' freedoms should be restricted until they take the kill shots. They didn't say kill shots. They call them vaccines. We know otherwise. They're talking about now restricting our freedoms. I don't know if that means passports. I don't know if it means some tattoo, a real mark, showing that you've taken the death shot. Let me back up. I can't prove this is a death shot. I can look to the statistics, though. There are a 6,000% numbers increase in the reported vaccine deaths in the first quarter of 2021 compared to the first quarter of 2020. So you figure it out. Don't get the vaccine if for no other reason you don't need it. The chances of surviving an encounter with this alleged virus, which is yet to be isolated, are 99.9 something. And I suspect that tiny tenth of a percent is probably just a statistical irregularity. I think it's 100%. If you just take vitamin D3, you got no problems. And whatever it is, again, has not been isolated. And they're testing it with a testing system that is useless, worthless. This is the biggest fraud in recorded history. I don't know what else to make of it. And the agenda is clear. When they start openly talking about, get your shot or you're going to lose your freedoms, what does that mean? That's another threat. It's more fear. The whole last year, 2020, was nothing but a deluge of fear porn. We were beaten with fear into submission. And that's why so many are taking this death vax. They're not even asking. They're not getting adequate information to make informed, consensual decisions on this thing. It's real bad and getting worse. David Icke has a new video out. It's up, and I hope you'll look at that later on tonight. He's more or less going into the same general direction as we always have, and David's pretty damn smart. Michael Yeadon, the former director of science for Pfizer and vice president, says that the vaccine has all indications of something that could be used easily for mass genocide. This guy was there. So, okay, let's get to work. Madeline Gerwick is here with our geopolitical, financial, astrology outlook. And Madeline's saying that April is going to be the best month for the rest of the year for making money. I don't know what that says about the rest of the year, but I mean, it's good news. It sounds pretty grim to me. Hello, Madeline. Welcome
Hi.
Back.
Hi. Yeah, well, it's not necessarily grim, but...
I'm talking about the rest of the year, not April.
Yeah, the rest of the year, yeah. Well, it has its challenges. But what's unusual about this month is that all the planets are moving forward, which doesn't happen very often, and it was this way in March as well. And so there's less resistance to getting something done. And this month has a bunch of money cycles to bring money in. So it just goes from one money cycle to the next, to the next, to the next. So it's pretty unusual, you know, everything's moving forward. Your chances of moving things through quickly and easily are much, much better this month. Later in the year, of course, you have, you know, other planets that are retrograde. We have five planets that retrograde for at least 5 months every year, see? So it's common to have something retrograde. So it's pretty unusual to have a whole, you know, pretty much 2 months without retrograde planets. It's very unusual. Usually it's maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks if you're lucky. So this is pretty rare, and we have nice money cycles. And pretty much the last really good day I can find in this early period is May 1st. And then there's some nice days.
Well, that's a communist May Day. What's the deal?
Well, let's go back to the previous one, okay? But after that, and there's some nice days in the very beginning of May, but they're during third quarter moon when the structures are not usually in place for new starts, so it's a little bit harder to start things then. And by the time we get past the new moon to some green final results, then we're into a two-month period, literally from mid-May till July 11th, when there's like a lot of confusion and a lot of deception. So pretty hard to start things under that cycle.
Are you suggesting that our government is unethical and not to be trusted? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that's generally true of all governments, but particularly ours of late. And so that particular cycle doesn't end until July 11th. And of course, there's a Mercury retrograde in there. So it's like, you know, get your stuff done right now in April through May 1st is really good. Or wait until mid-July. You know, it's like, okay.
After that wonderful 4th of July holiday that old man Joe says that you just might, if we all get our shots, be able to have a little get-together in your backyard on the 4th of July.
Oh, my God. Is that what he says?
Yes.
Oh, what a crazy. Yeah, 4th of July looks pretty rough for the U.S. Because war energies show up for the U.S. Starting in late June, at the full moon in late June. And they're very solid. July 4th solar return chart, very, very solid. Now, that's a year-long
chart. So that matches up with what a lot of people are projecting, that China may make its move on Taiwan about that time, which would involve us, the Philippines, Australia, and other nations in Asia. So,
well, it looks as though someone's attacking the U.S., so I don't know. And it looks like they have help from the inside. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It could just be an attack on a power grid or something like that. Right. I really don't know.
Well, we have that thing in Ukraine as well. Remember, the Ukraine government, the new one, with that former comedian in charge over there as their president, is continually building their military up now like they did when they were fighting against separatist Lugansk and Donetsk in the east. And that could happen. Now, the Russians are moving military equipment west toward the area. That's looking volatile as well. So,
yeah, so this period here is exceptionally good compared to other parts of the year. the problem with that solar return chart for July 4th is that that chart is good for a year. Now, if there was an attack on the U.S., it could just be a single attack that, you know, shows up early in that year from July 4th of this year to July 4th of next year. But it could also mean that there might be multiple attacks throughout the year.
Just a single attack. What kind of a war would be fought against us, unless it's a false flag, just a single attack? In other words, maybe not a false flag, but one nuke in one city? Are you talking about that? Or are you talking about an EMP?
It could be something like that, or somebody attacking a power grid or something like that. I mean, I don't have
EMP
any way
will
of
take
guessing
care of
that
the grid.
Piece.
That'll knock most all of it down.
So, I'm hopeful that the Earth Alliance would prevent such a thing, since I'm sure they have the ability to do so. And it does actually look as though the military could prevent the attack. But all those
planets
are...
Or like it may not want to?
Well, all of those planets are in... They're all in fixed signs, which tend to be slow to take action. So if the military delayed or hesitated, you see, they might miss their opportunity to stop it. But they could stop it, at least theoretically.
Okay,
now,
you're saying it. Let's try and, this is all speculation, but what is your definition of it? Stop it. A single event?
Attack? Whatever the
or
attack is.
A multifaceted attack?
Yeah, they could stop it if they were not slow to take action. You see, that's the
All those trannies are not going to be Johnny on the spot. Oh, excuse me, Joni on the spot. I get confused.
I don't know. It's possible. I mean, it looks very possible, like the military could stop it, could prevent it. But like I say, planets and fixed signs are not quick to take action. Sometimes they delay taking action, you know, past when they probably should have. So it's not clear that they would stop it.
Our policy is to absorb a first strike, which is really dumb, but that's the policy. So maybe that's your hesitation you're seeing. We are just teetering on the edge of so many really horrible things. From medical issues to war, or as they say in the South, whoa. It's not good.
Yeah, that's right. That's how they say it. So this month actually has it's a good month to take what we call fortunate actions, and it's a good time to promote things. And that's really now through May 1st, that particular cycle, Mars trine Jupiter, is in range. It's going to peak right kind of late on the 16th, early on the 17th, depending on your time zone of April. And that particular day April 16th. If you had to do something, that definitely would be the best day I could recommend for introducing a new product or something like that, or promoting something important or a book or something of that nature, publishing.
No, but nobody's reading anymore.
For travel. What's
nobody
that?
Has time. Nobody has time to read anymore.
I know,
a lot of them don't know how to read, so let's just be honest.
That's even worse. I know. That's pretty scary. Yeah. So and that's why you have so many videos out, right? Because people can't read.
They don't.
Anymore.
They just stare. They can just watch. No, they don't want to think. Radio is magnificent. You use your mind. You create the
yep,
images.
That's
you
right.
interact. Now there's nothing to do, so your brain just slacks and
yep,
becomes
goes
flaccid.
Goes into trance mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes into trance, yeah. So that date, April 16th, is one of the best dates. But this month does have some cycles that are kind of scary in the sense that they could represent an attack on the financial system, which might mean maybe the cabal decides to, I don't know, crash stocks or, you know, kill bonds or who knows. I mean, they have such a great imagination. So that particular cycle, which is actually Venus square Pluto, can represent a number of different things. I mean, it could represent that you have a big tax bill coming up or some other big bill that you need to come up with the money for, or that you have a big debt you need to pay off or something like that. But it can also, because of the way it shows up in the new moon chart, it could also suggest that the stock market is under attack. So that part is a little bit concerning in terms of possibly the market's going down. And I do want to mention just a bit about the economic situation, because I don't think people get a clear picture of what's going on with the economy nowadays. One of the biggest problems is that a lot of the losses are hidden. So all of the numbers that you see out there are basically fake. there's no clear, accurate numbers out there that I can find anyway.
The whole thing's a fraud. Let's just sum it up.
Yeah, the whole thing's a fraud.
It's all a fraud. It's a fraud.
Yeah.
Money's a fraud. It's backed by nothing. Printed anytime they want with a few keystrokes of a computer keyboard, and that's the truth.
Keystrokes, that's it, yeah. Well, need $1.9 trillion? Okay, here you go.
that's about it.
So they have now raised the interest rates on the 10-year Treasury bonds enough that they have lost roughly 35 to 40% of their collateral value. Now, 10-year Treasury bonds are used as collateral in a number of big deals, really big deals. So this is a big issue. And your malls in America, the average mall in America is now valued at 60% less than it was a year ago. So that means it's only worth 40% of what it was a year ago.
40 cents on the dollar. That's a catastrophe.
Yep. That
and
is a catastrophe.
Tune in 6 months and it'll probably be another 20%. It's going down.
Yes, and all of these malls are, they're not debt free.
It's commercial real estate. They're all leveraged.
Right.
All of them.
They're all leveraged. That's right. And so a lot of that collateral has plummeted. And now the New York City numbers are pretty scary too. They're only using 14% of the office space in New York, which is pretty terrifying. So that collateral has also dropped like a rock. And even perhaps more scary is the fact that 36% of all the U.S. dollars were created in the past year, which basically
36% of all dollars were created out
created
of thin air in
the
last
year. So,
man.
So when you start putting all these pieces together, you see, you're looking at basically an economy that on the one hand is collapsing, and on the other hand, a new and different economy is trying to gain a foothold and stabilize itself. So one of the things I just want to mention again to people is that now more than ever, you seriously need to think about having some type of financial insurance, and whether that's gold coins or silver coins or cryptocurrency, something that's outside of the financial system is a method to have financial insurance. Everybody's always concerned about health insurance, car insurance, house insurance, et cetera, but you could lose a heck of a lot if you don't have some financial insurance pretty quickly.
Oh, and what percentage of Americans do? Seriously.
You know, I really don't know, but, you know, it would be important to do this.
You'd need a microscope to figure that out. It's not much.
You're probably right. So, you know, the foundation of our financial system is basically collapsing because all those collaterals that I just mentioned are collapsing. And, you know, what's going to happen here at some point is gold and silver are going to skyrocket and cryptocurrencies are going to skyrocket because the financial system will...
They already are.
Take a nosedive.
Cryptos are very near their $2 trillion market cap today.
Wow.
Bitcoin and Ethereum are surging above all the key levels. So,
it's a big deal.
Yeah. Okay, Madeline and I will be right back with more as we continue after this. Hold on. Okay. It's just crazy. It's just crazy out there. Hunter Biden now says the laptop from hell could absolutely be his, but he blames Russian spies for it. Those dirty Russians. This is crazy. The migrant invasion, these aren't migrants, these are invaders. The invaders at the border have resulted in... I see all these stories with the words immigrant, migrant, and I just want to retch. The arrests in March were at a 20-year high. No surprise. Biden, I told him, come on down. This is a communist invasion of America in a de facto sense. The third parties involved don't know much about communism. But they're the ones that are doing the dirt. No doubt.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, before we move on to other topics, I just wanted to finish up the thing about, you know, the economy. Because there are some other ways that you can have, you know, some type of financial insurance. You might want to pay down debt. You might want to... you know, pay off a car, for example, or something like that.
Well, we all like to do that, but how the hell do we do it when we don't have the money?
Right. Or, you know, you might buy storable food. You might buy storable food if you can do that, or something like that. The other thing I just want to mention is just that I actually don't recommend buying property, although... for certain situations, for certain people, it still could be a good thing to do. But
are you seeing a crash? What are you seeing?
Well, if you have you know, if you have 100 million people dying from the vaccines, you're going to have a lot of houses, you know.
And, so values will
and
die.
And that market is
course.
Not going to come back anytime soon, no. you know, especially since
this
there's
is
sterility
the last...
in those vaccines.
Okay. I agree, and I've been suggesting that this is the last, maybe not here, but to others, this is the last big season for real estate sales.
Yes.
In about a year,
yes, I agree.
You're going to
yep.
see a lot of people yep. coming down with cancers and many other things because their immune system will have been knocked on its ass by what's this nanotech in the vaccines, this mRNA. Which is,
right.
remember, covered with lipid nanotechnology, which is highly toxic in and of itself, not to mention PEG, which covers that. And then what the mRNA does is obviously permanent. It's a genetic alteration therapy. If you want to use, how can they use the word therapy? It's a gene altering disaster.
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. So our immune system is,
it's basically under attack. We're under attack. So
if the former vice president of Pfizer says this is a potentially obvious mass population culling device, these vaccines,
right.
you got to pay attention to this guy. Michael Yeadon
that's right.
is his name.
Yes. Yes, and I saw that, and it was very good of him to go on with Dr. Simone Gold and discuss that. One other thing I do want to mention is that farms are always going to be a good asset. So if you're tempted to buy property, I'd be looking at a farm. That's what I would be looking at, rather than, you know, buying houses or houses for rental or whatever. You know, everybody
you
needs
get
a place
into that.
To live.
Well, you know what happens for most people, they're going to have to really scrape and scratch. Otherwise, they'll be into the business of raising GMO crops because all the seeds are now controlled. The whole industry is corrupted. It's very difficult to find really healthy foods
well,
to raise
you
on a farm.
Well, you still can. I have an organic
it's true.
Farm, and you can find organic
you,
seed. But
you have 10,000 acres, don't you? Isn't that what it is?
Oh, no. In my dreams. But nevertheless, you know, it's not impossible. It's just harder. But so I should probably move on because I know we're going to run out of time here. And there are some other good cycles going on this month. And as I mentioned earlier, there's money cycles throughout the whole month. The new moon on April 11th, I think your listeners would be interested to know that the cycles that occur then have the best opportunity for a change in the presidency. Now, whether or not that will happen, I don't know. I couldn't guarantee it because there's what I would call entrenched cycles trying to prevent it from happening. So I don't know if they will manage to make that change or not, but it certainly looks like there could be a change. The sun and moon are square to Pluto, and
Pluto is going retro. Don't forget.
Yeah, it will go retrograde on the 27th of this month. Yeah. So now through April 26th, you see, is the time period where things are moving forward, and there's a lot of potential for things to change or to occur without a lot of resistance, let's call it.
In other words, you're talking about people just willingly lining up for their death shots?
Yeah, people are willingly lining up without resistance. Yeah,
about
exactly.
100 million of them so far.
Yeah, 100 million, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty incredible, actually. I'm pretty shocked at people doing this. Because there is no time that the FDA has ever said it was safe. Anyone that says it's safe is just lying. And so, you know, it's really, truly amazing that people will go and take an experimental to call it a vaccine.
It's not. Don't.
It's not
an experimental gene-altering injection. And
yes,
they shouldn't touch
it. That's the right way to put it, yeah.
They shouldn't go within a mile of it. And wait a minute, they shouldn't be tested because we know now that the tips
the
on those
fake.
Q-tips,
yeah.
they're not fake.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah,
well, the PCR
right.
part of it's fake.
Don't get
but
tested.
But they
no.
they've got nanotech in them. They've got fibers,
yep, exactly,
nanofibers.
Or more gallons.
Which one
I think that some of them have got more gallons.
Well, they're the same. The same technology. It's more gallons was 15 years ago. Now where they are, there's still fibers, and the fibers have
yeah.
things in them, which are discharged
yep.
and placed around the body.
Yep.
When these things get warm and moist, they become active, and they're
yep.
in both swabs, the deep and the shallow, and they're also now found in mass-produced masks.
Yes. Yeah, her
Have
graphene
fun.
Is found in the mask, too.
That's
pretty
right.
terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty bad. So April 11th, or I would say middle of April, has the best potential for, you know, a possibility of Trump returning. I'm not seeing evidence of that kind of activity. You know, I'm not seeing court cases yet that make me think that's going to happen. I'm not seeing military action. But from that particular cycle, it is a possibility. Then, there's actually a fair amount of unexpected money, new ideas, money-making ideas near the end of the month here. And so one of the things I want to mention to people is that you may, during this month, get some really great ideas for making money. And if you will just follow through and pursue those ideas, you may have a new product out by July or August, September, somewhere in there, depending
well,
on what it
that,
is.
Isn't that what 3D printers are for?
Well, that's a possibility. Depends on the product, of course, you know, since some products are now software-driven and others are physical. But, this particular, towards the end of the month, we have four planets in Taurus. So we have Sun, Uranus, Venus, and Mercury, and they're having quite a heyday in there. Quite a heyday. And so, there's a couple of things that can happen on the personal level, which is you might get unexpected money, you might get great ideas for making money, that sort of thing. And on the more macro level, let's call it, there could be changes to the financial system at the end of the month. So I'm looking at a time period roughly between, April 20th through maybe the 26th or 28th of the month, where you could have the potential that this might be the time when we would actually have a change to the financial system. Now, that could include a change to the currency, which is why I wanted to bring up the economy earlier, because if they did change the currency, hopefully, and remember, there are two resets that are running neck and neck to win this race. One's the white hat reset, one's the black hat reset. We definitely do not want the black hat reset. But if we got the white hat reset, this would really be important because it would skyrocket your gold and silver. Because the dollar would then become backed by metals. I don't think, the black hat one would definitely not want anything to be backed by metals because then they couldn't print money.
Right.
So the Federal Reserve, is deathly against having a gold standard or any kind of asset backing to the dollar. That would destroy their ability
to
just, it would totally screw things up for them. So I'm just trying to give you a hint that maybe this month could see some changes that would be fairly significant. And if that happened, that might explain why there are war energies showing up in late June and early July, because, there would be potential reasons for the cabal to attack. So I'm just trying to paint a bigger picture here of why you want to get your stuff done now. Get your stuff out now.
Think of this. Think of all the potential flashpoints. Okay? Just for fun. India, China. All right?
Right.
You got that. Pakistan, India. Right? You got
right.
Ukraine against the secessionist East, Donbass
right.
and Lugansk. You got North Korea always stirring the pot. China and Taiwan. Right?
Yep. Yep.
And that's just a few. There are more. These things could all ignite.
In the
then
Middle
Israel
East.
Against Iran. You
right.
could, if one goes, they could all go. And I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't happen.
Well, I don't know that it would go that fast and that far, but you know, the cycles in July, early July, are very strong for an attack against the U.S. Now, like I said,
and that
maybe
could come from anywhere, and you're not distilling
anywhere.
It. It could be of any configuration, any compound, component. It could be anything.
And it looks like there are entrenched deceptive actions associated
right.
with it, and that someone on the inside is helping someone on the outside. So that's why I think it's coming from outside, but maybe, you know, I tried to think about, well, could it possibly be the Patriots attacking? I don't know, because they don't, to me, represent somebody from the outside. So I might be wrong about that, but that's how I look at it. So
well, if
I
you
think
try to force Patriots to take the kill shot, they're going to fight back. If you try to take their
yes,
guns,
they will, yeah.
they're going to fight
yeah.
back.
Well, and we have to remember that it's illegal at this point in time to require anyone to take the kill shot or any vaccine that has not been fully licensed. And this one has not been fully licensed, and it will never be fully licensed. I mean, the last numbers I saw was over 2,000 people died within days of taking the shot. So when have we ever had a new product introduced that we allowed to continue after 2,000 deaths? That's total insanity.
Well, but, that's reported deaths, too. I think it's much higher than that.
And it could be. It could very well be. So at the end of this month, we have the full moon where the sun and the moon are conjunct Uranus. Well, the sun is with Uranus and the moon is opposite Uranus. And so there's a lot of surprising things happening at the end of the month. And that could be quite an interesting period as well. Now, one thing I want to mention about the end of the month is that whenever you have sun conjunct Uranus, people get pretty restless. They want to do something different. They don't want to do the same thing. You know, it's better to plan to do something different. And there's some great cycles that weekend. Basically from about the 29th or 30th of April, which is a Thursday and Friday, through like May 3rd or 4th or 5th, somewhere through there. So that weekend of May 1st and 2nd, I would definitely plan to do something fun and different. It would really be good for your mental and emotional health to plan to do something different, even if you're just taking off for 2 days or you know, going to a new museum or taking a hike or doing something that makes you feel good, something you haven't done before or haven't done in a long time and enjoy doing.
So, like seeing someone else's face without a mask?
Yeah, my daughter calls people who don't wear masks humans, you know, in stores.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
very
look, there's
good.
A human. Yeah, she's
I
brilliant.
I like that.
Yeah, she's really good. So I do want people to think about taking some time to have some fun, because I don't know when we'll be able to have fun again. It gets pretty rough in certain ways
right.
by the middle of May, because we run into Mercury squared Neptune. This is a very confusing cycle, often filled with lies and deception, but it can also represent the possibility that you may have a lot of opportunities before you and not know which one to take. Mm-hmm. And during April, we also have that possibility of taking fortunate actions. And so one of the things I want to mention to people is that if you can feel your own energy increasing as you think about taking an action, that's the direction to go. If you feel like you're not being energized by a possibility, just drop it. There's lots of better ones. Mm-hmm. And so do as many fortunate actions in April as you possibly can.
Fortunate actions. Fortunate mm-hmm. actions.
And for people in business, that includes promotion of either new products or products they have had, and maybe they're spiffing them up somehow or putting them into a new market, et cetera. See, so
okay.
there's a lot of good things they can do. Yeah.
Question. You say if you have, you're thinking about doing something, major or minor, whatever, let's say it's major, thinking about mm-hmm. selling your house or buying a farm. And mm-hmm. the feeling is, that feeling won't let you go. It's kind of always lurking. I really need to be doing this. It's something I should mm-hmm. be doing. Those are voices to be paid attention to. That's what you're
yes.
saying. I just want to make that
yeah.
clear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, your intuition will always lead you towards those fortunate actions that you should be taking. And so, you know, take as many as you can. If you are going to sell, this is a good month to sell. I would wait until, probably the last good month. Yeah.
Three or four months left, and that's going to be the end of the last real estate season.
Yeah.
People can.
And
it's going to be tough.
And for that reason, I don't recommend people to buy rentals because there may not be people to rent them. And also that first weekend in May has great energy for like artistic pursuits, spiritual mm-hmm. retreat, music events, anything like that. It's really a fun weekend. I really hope people will decide to have fun that weekend because it may be the last really good one we have for a while. And I do want to mention, because I know we're going to get low on time here, that this month I'm having my Good Timing Guide pre-order sale for 2022. So you can get the newsletters and you can get the guide, both the online guide and the printed guide, for a nice discount. It's the only sale we ever have for the entire year. It's the only time we put guides and newsletters mm-hmm. on sale. And if you buy two products, you get an additional 15% off everything. So everything's discounted, and then you can get an additional discount if you buy a second product. So, and that's on through April 30th. And, you know, I know how it is. I know how I am. You know, in 20 seconds or maybe 20 minutes, if I'm lucky, I will have forgotten that I was going to go do this. So, you know, by the time I'm back next month, that deal will be gone and we'll be back to full price for the 2022 guides for the rest of the year and into next year until March 1st of next year when
okay,
we start discounting it.
That's 90% off if you call now.
Not quite 90%, but it's a nice discount. It's a nice discount. It helps us to develop the guide and print the guide.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So, but now's a good time to remember to do it. And you go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. We're happy to help you. You can also call us with your order at 877-524-8300. And
okay, she'll repeat that in a few seconds.
Yes, I will. That's 877-524-8300. And also, just a note that if you are going to do something really important, getting a custom timing can assure that your finances are really strong, because there are always challenging right. cycles throughout every day, as we know from our current economic situation. And if you can have a custom timing, you can set it up so that the finances work.
And qualify for, what is it, 0% interest for 10-year loans from Gerwood Financial?
Yeah.
Isn't that
it? You can apply for loans.
Call Madeline. Spend some time. Everyone I've talked to who has called this lovely lady and talked to her has come away. That was time and a little bit of money extremely well spent. So that's fun. And, yeah, keep that in mind. And the phone number is
877-524-8300.
Yeah, so do something fun and call Madeline.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. That's very nice of you to tell him that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
So we have, this is a good month. Do as much as you can, right? Make some money. This is a great month to make money. And get ready with some financial insurance.
Yeah. And don't listen to your doctor when they tell you antidepressants. Everybody's depressed. Don't take that kind of chemical stuff, please.
Just don't wear a mask. You won't be depressed.
God, isn't that the truth?
Seriously.
Join the human race, the new human race.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, nobody sees there. There aren't hundreds of thousands of people in Texas dying. They got rid of their masks. The whole state gone. Everyone seems to be doing just fine. Rather like Florida.
Yep. So we haven't ever worn masks, and we've been just fine the whole year.
Of course. All right, my friend, take care. And
I will.
One more time on the phone number. Go ahead,
877-524-8300.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As always.
Be well. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we'll take a little break. Come right back. Hour number two for you next.